Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And this is your show, Tuesday Live, on this, the 12th of November. Man, can you believe the year has just gone past us? Yeah? It's just gone past us, you know. And, of course, thanks so much to Johan Els. Thank you very much, Johan. Thank you for taking care of business in the best way you could. May the Father continue to enlarge your territory and bless you with many, many more years of service. And, of course, we will be talking to Professor Buyisondezi, and possibly we will touch base with Barukia in Cape Town. In the meantime, I need to play this song. When I first listened to it, it was on an album played by a certain lady called Aus Dina in Attridgeville, you know, next to my mother's house. She had a hi-fi she played this song, and it stuck on me like glue. The music of Billy Withers, Lean on Me.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song there, the music of Billy Withers, eh? And I remember that album said Live at the Carnegie Hall. It was a beautiful album. I mean, it had been released maybe before I was born or something. But I found my people playing it. You know, we would hold on to these albums for quite some time. I mean, when people played Aretha Franklin, to me, the songs that are so popular, which she did those songs before I was born. And when I grew up in the mix of them. It was just a beautiful experience. Now, and someone said, oh, now being in the street, how are you able to do this? Very well, very well. It's a very good question there. I went to stay with my mother for 4 months. In that 4 months, there was an experience. I went to stay with my father for 4 years. And in that 4 years, there's an experience, I tell you. All right, and in the streets, I used to have a friend called Kidi. He really had lots of music. I used to hang out with some of the people who had become the DJs of known, you know, powerful, and they became world known, with world renown. Well, except for me, I don't know what happened. Of course, they just did quite well. And so we were able to share quite a lot of music over the years. Man, I mean, you know, we're in our late 40s, so you should understand that. It's been a long time. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. And of course, on the line, I have Professor Buyisondezi together with Baruch Yah in Cape Town. Let me start with you, Professor. Greetings to you and welcome, Professor.
Greetings, my brother. I greet you in the glorious name of our Lord. I greet your beautiful family. Let me greet my brother Baruch Yah, in the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. I can't forget our family, the Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the name of the King of Kings, the Most High Yahushua. Amen.
The Most High Yahushua HaMashiach. Someone was asking me, why are you using this name? It means we are confusing people. I said, no, man. You become confused when you want to. This is his name. Anyway, yeah. Let us also welcome. Are you well, though, Professor? Are you well?
I am well.
Okay.
I was a bit exhausted, but now I'm fine. I'm recovered. I'm fine.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. You should say when you're exhausted, so that, you know, we should say, okay, take it easy on the show, you know. Well, we are cool people, man. We are cool people. Full of understanding. You know, guys like me are very cool.
Yeah, with beautiful music. I was listening to that song when it kept on saying, call me and call me. And then I realized,
yes,
you know,
yes, if you need a friend. Yes, yes.
Yes, we don't understand that there is someone who's so close to us and he gave us access.
And his name is Yahushua HaMashiach.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And we have Baruch Yah on the line all the way in Cape Town. Mayache.
Shalom. Shalom, Mayach. Shalom to you and to your household. I trust and I hope you are well. Greetings
very
to
well,
Professor Dui Sondezi, and also welcome back as well. Because I believe for the last week you are not here.
Oh, but the listeners were here, man. Yo, Mayachi. The show was packed up last week.
So, to be very friendly, our stakeholders, our family, the Radio Pulpit listeners, and one thing to go back, I apologize. I got to know what I need to tell you.
Oh, yeah. O jiletse sa jeweng dikolobe anna.
Yeah, so I just want to apologize for the last week. I just got tricked by time, so
yes.
But today I'm here. We barak abaya for everything, for our lives, and for the show as well. We bless even Radio Kulpi. So yeah, thank you very much. Trusting it will be well. There's something that I wanted to comment on the song. I think it's also used as a soundtrack. Mori Fisher moving Lean on Me. I think
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And it has been sampled so many times. I think also the Take Six. You know that gospel group. There's a gospel group called Take Six. We were amongst the few people who played this. You know, it was just nice. You can't believe people are phoning in here. I don't know what have we done, but people are calling in. Maybe they're saying, "Hey, we know that song." Rastiva, we know that song. All right, we are talking about being dead in sin, eh?
Yeah. Yes, Ma. Yes, absolutely. Ari, just 30 seconds quickly.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the issue of the name, right? To say people are saying we're confusing people. They have to understand, Jorge, the Messiah was Hebrew and Jesus is a Greek name. So now we are going to the original or the organic name. Lego abone regarding naba muzikalone or around his people. So that's just what we are doing. So
absolutely,
it's got nothing to do with confusing people.
Absolutely. You should actually do a voice note, send it to my phones there. I must send it to many people. Anyway, tonight we are talking about being dead in sin. Not being dead to sin, but being dead in sin. And what is it even referring to? When the word says we are dead in sin, or we should be careful that we should not be dead in sin, what does it mean? And what are the signs that would show today that we are dead in sin? What would be the signs if we are dead in sin? What would be the signs, you know, of being dead in sin? I want to touch on that, and I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way, and that quite a lot with regards to this will get to the minds of multitudes.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
The notion of being dead in sin speaks about the real state of the one who transgresses, who lives to transgress the laws of the Most High, or the one who is caught up in forms of transgression throughout their life. One can say then such, or a person who continuously is found embracing sinfulness in many, many ways, such can be referred to as being dead in sin. What are some of the sins that we embark on as believers which would render us dead in sin? Sexual immorality is one of them. Alcoholism. Oh, drug addiction, man. Oh, yeah. You know, they come so much. Oh, let me not forget this one. It's embraced and it has been turned into some sermons. Money. It has turned into sermons, man. And people have been duped into the money ministries. It's sad that we see those things happening in the churches themselves, or amongst believers themselves, you know. Dishonesty, the perversion of the scriptures, the truth. What Barukia was talking about, something that is happening throughout, where people basically would want to keep the old order of continuously sinning as if it is no longer sinning, or changing sins and calling it mistakes. It's an indication of being dead in sin. The state of a sinner. If we basically backslide, we are now in what we call the state of a sinner, the state of sinfulness. And we see that much of the times amongst us. And how are we going to show the world that, look, if you continue like this, you are dead in sin, and the implications of this? If we ourselves have become so blinded that we don't know what it means to be dead in sin. I mean, I've heard many believers saying, oh, I am, what do they say? Michael, please correct me there. They say, oh, I'm going, oh, so-and-so and so-and-so are going out.
Yes.
Yeah, they say they are, yeah, they are going out. And it is something that has come into the church. And going out means this person is a sexual partner of this person. Not necessarily a person they would marry, but they are going out. Mm. Like, she belongs to him, he belongs to her, because they are going out. It's something that we see in the church, chiz of the saints. Let me not profane the body of Christ. In the churches of the saints, we see these things. They're permeated. We are afraid that if we can talk against this, people won't repent. They will leave. We are afraid that they will go to the church of our adversary. Here's another one. Sin that shows us that we are dead in sin. These denominational competitions. Pastors are competing. Look, man, you know why I left Facebook, staying on Facebook and talking to people? I left it because you would see my brothers and sisters really scathing on one another, trying to prove one another wrong, you know, and finding that, you know, at times all of them are wrong. Even if they say they are talking about the Father, they refer to him in a derogative way. Being dead in sin, when we pervert the word to fit us, we see that also. Now, the word in Proverbs 21:16 says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. A person who is dead in sin is someone who wanders away from the way of understanding. And Christ is that way of understanding. His laws, his commandments, his precepts, his statutes. It says that. And we seem to see that amongst ourselves much of the times. Let me fluff some feathers. Have you realized that these days, many Christians by a twasa, umaba twasa, bayo twala, umaba twala, bayo talukbuya babe, aba prophet base masontweni. Did you hear what I said, Mayache? Exactly. This is what is taking place, Professor. And we see much of the times many people going astray, wandering away from the truth, actually wanting the truth to be bended so that they can accommodate the things that they are about. Isaiah 59 verses 10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. When we have wandered from the truth, we want to grab on anything that can suit our souls. We become blind. We grope at noonday as if it's twilight. And we stumble as if it's midnight. We fall just like the dead, even when we are alive. That is indicative of being dead in sin. And how can we, as a community of believers, look into this? Look, we have to go and tell our brothers and sisters, tell the world, tell the communities, tell the people we live with in the same sections, same towns, people we work with, that look, the Father loves you. He wants you to live according to his commands. But if we ourselves are wandering away from the truth, we are just as dead in sin as the ones who are rejecting the truth. And what kind of transformation are we going to bring into the communities if we live like that? Ezekiel 37 verses 1 says, the hand of the Elohim came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Elohim and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Full of bones. Looks like the dead who had believed and wandered off a bit. The dead who had wandered off and believed, who needed to be woken up and be remade, recommissioned, restructured, reborn so that they can become the great army of serving the Father. When you look into Matthew 8:22, but Yahusha said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." It sounded so arrogant, but he was speaking the truth. Let those who wallow in the death of sin and the penalties of sin bury one another. Now that you've found the truth, follow me. I wonder how we handle these things. May the Father help us. Coming up next, it is questions. We are talking about being dead in sin. What does it mean?
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Don't wait till late where we are now reading WhatsApps in a marathon. But you've already heard the topic, and of course, others have heard it some time ago, and you can come in quite handy with regards to this, and join us with our guests and discuss, and let the Father use you abundantly in the manner of disseminating the very issue of being dead in sin. Now, Professor, let me start with you. It says in Proverbs 21:16, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. We are dead in sin when we wander from the ways and the commands of the Father. What say you?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. You know, the way you've approached it, it's giving a different perspective from the time we spoke about this in the past. Because, you know, now it's talking more about those who are calling themselves believers, but are not aware that some of their lifestyles have taken them to death. And now we are regarded as people who are already dead in sin. You are quoting Proverbs 21:16, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. So it means this person has once been in the light, he once understood, but now taken a stance of moving away from that light, from that understanding, and then you get to this assembly of the dead. And when you were talking about this, I looked at the church as we know it right now, that most of the lifestyles of believers, they behave as though they are dead already because their conscience is no longer there. We do things as though there is no tomorrow. We do things as though there is no God. We do things as though we have never heard of the word of God. And it says to me, our conscience are no longer alive. Our conscience are dead. Even if things that are normally wrong, they are no longer regarded as wrong. And you spoke about the perversion of doctrine to fit in our lifestyles. So we even change and twist the word that it may speak what I want the word to speak. And today I was with another old lady giving me the history of some of the denominations. I'm just going to take 1 minute on that. That it is because of the failure of fighting sin that some of the denominations are as they are right now. Because people fail to fight sin, and when they find themselves drowning in a certain type of sin, and they end up endorsing the wrong things, and they make it right. If the failure of a pastor, for example, is women, and they continually fall with more than one woman, they end up endorsing polygamy, and as though polygamy is endorsed by the Bible, simply because it was a weakness. You spoke of sexual immorality, which is something that has also entered into the house of God. And you will find some of the churches endorsing and allowing polygamy simply because the leader there was having this weakness of lust. Sexual immorality came into his life at the end of the day because he wanted to take more than one wife. He makes this as a norm, as something that is allowed by the Bible. And you are talking about the perverting of the truth, twisting the truth of God, that it may suit the desires and the lifestyle that they have started to live. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. I'm just going to read briefly. It says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron." So when a person is dead in sin, this person has already fallen for the doctrine of the demons, has already fallen to the deceiving spirit, and has allowed the life that is brought by this spirit to be lived by him. And he does not even fight to get out of that life because he is dead in sin. This has become his habitation. This is a state of being. The person has accepted, this is where I stay, this is where I operate. And he does not even allow the Holy Spirit to speak because the conscience has been allowed to die. You cannot stay in sin and be dead in sin if your conscience is still alive. It means we allow the conscience not to speak anymore up until something of God within us dies, and we don't allow God to continually speak. So a state of being dead in sin is a state of spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. So we are like stones that don't receive any water. So we are so dry that we cannot be people who will be trusted with anything from God or anything of God, because we are in the state where we cannot receive anything. So every word that will be spoken will not mean anything to us. Remember, our conscience are already seared. They've been burnt. They cannot be. They are no longer sensitive. So this is a state of a man who cannot receive anything from God, who cannot hear anything from God. He has become so much of a flesh that the spirit man is no longer alive. 1 Corinthians 2:14, as I come to a close for this segment, it says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." It is because a person can no longer communicate in a spiritual sense. The spirit man is no longer alive. He has been ushered into the zone of the dead. You spoke about the valley of the dry bones. So if a bone is dry, there's no life, there's no hope for that particular bone to come back to life unless the grace of God comes and breathes on that state. So a person who is spiritually dead is a person who is dry. He is a person who cannot discern. He is a person who cannot hear the word. He is a person who ignores the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He ignores them because the conscience is dead. He speaks about the conscience that has been seared iron. So hence, people fall into this sexual immorality. You even spoke about money ministry, which is something that is a terminology that you are not familiar with, but we know that there are some of the messages that have changed or that are coming forth in the pulpit these days. Money ministry and the word of God is no longer more about salvation and bringing people to Yahushua HaMashiach. It's more about a self-gratification, self-satisfaction, desires of the flesh are now being entertained even on the pulpit, and then we speak of the money ministry in that case. So dishonesty, as you have spoken about it as well, is an indication, is a sign of being dead in sin. So these are the signs that we can see and start to be aware of that you can run away from this kind of situation and the state, because it becomes a state of being of a person where we can no longer even hear the word, and the Holy Spirit no longer have control over us as the people.
I hear you quite well. I wondered which perspective you had, which is different from this. But perhaps as the show goes on, we will hear. Thank you so much, mm-hmm. Professor. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And it is good when guests are giving their perspectives. I like that. I like that. Now, Mayaki, let me bring this to you also. We are talking about being dead in sin. The word says quite a lot with regards to this. I looked into Isaiah 59:10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as if it's twilight. We are as dead men in a desolate places. Isn't this amazing? You should see us during those times called Easters, which we know those are Ishtars. What say you?
Tudamaya, there's so much of the local fact that we have followed. You know, not testing the spirit and where do these things come from. So for us, according to the scripture, when we end up groping as the blind, it means then that there's something missing in us. We are missing the eyesight, and that eyesight, it tells us, it means that's the word of Elohim, because the word is like dew. Every morning when we wake up, rekrafona the dew on the plant to moisten them. So it's something that we can say brings a revival. So that is now what the word does. The word also is a weapon or a hook. So a hook is something, you know, something that you would use to, when you want to plant, to prepare the soil. And the soil is hard, like respect for kind of like. So it the word does that, because you find that I was for me being the old person and to transition to be the new creation, it's because there's something that the word has done. It has turned the wilderness in me into a soil that now one can be able to plant. So now that is basically why we would grope, why we would not be able to see, why our lamps will not have oil, because now it means we have moved away. We've moved away from the presence. So I want to also bring it this way to say, dead in sin would refer to the spiritual condition of a person who is separated from the Supreme Most High, right? Due to what? The sinful nature. So it's a state of being spiritually dead, which implies that sin has corrupted and has alienated me, right, from having a life-giving relationship, an eternal life with the Supreme Almighty. So therefore, which means now, I'm losing that opportunity, Yahubona, and everlasting life, because how do I get to see that everlasting life? It is going according to his word. John 8:31 says, if you stay in my word, right, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So that is also what the word gives us. So the word is a compass that directs us. We say we want to get to the new Jerusalem or heaven, right? But it is through the word that we can be directed. And the word, as in not just being hearers, but doers of the word. So whatever the word instructs us to do, then we do it. Because as a man, whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. So there's just no way when I am disobedient, when I don't listen, and then I expect to reap the light.
Mm.
So, or to expect to enter the New Jerusalem, it cannot happen. So it's a process that I need to start now, whereby I need to walk according to the instructions. I need to walk according to the way, the will of Abba. So, I'm getting some feedback.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes, go on, Mike. Yeah.
So now, the condition, when I'm dead in sin, I'm not physically dead, right? But it's a state of spiritual deadness where the individual would be unresponsive to the will of our Father in heaven. So which means whatever the Father has put for me to learn, I discard. I refuse. You know, I choose for it. No, I only live once. And you know, so and the universe, when it was created, there are the laws that have been put, and everything operates according to the laws. That is why literacy doesn't come from the south to the north, or from the west to the east. So each and everything knows who this is, how it is meant to operate. So which means it has been given a way or a path that it has to follow. So that would be the laws. So now, what we need to understand is that sin is what causes rift between humanity and the Almighty Father. So, so which means we are trapped in the side of darkness because he is Kadash, he is holy. So light and darkness cannot mix. It is until we start to break that demarcation. So then, and how do we break it? It's not by and break it. No, it is by starting to participate in the word, starting to implement the word, and practice that which the word teach us.
Yes,
it should become a lifestyle unto me. Right, it begins with me to say, "Oh, okay, this is what the word says," and the word as it speaks. Am I practicing it? Or let me start to practice the word. And then as I'm putting it into implementation, as I'm starting to pray, as I meditate on it day and night, then things start to, I would just go 5 minutes and then I'm tired. But now as I'm starting to push, 30 minutes now. You know, it goes like that, and you start to long to embrace to be in that presence now. No longer in Nahur, because at times we would open our Bibles only ka Sunday, and then ritual ka Sunday. But now we start to live. Now we become this new creation, and just to bring in another story. We look at Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, we can look at the story of Rahab. The story of Rahab is a story about compassion or about grace, where this woman receives or gets to know about the two spies. And when she has a conversation with them, she says, "We have heard what your Almighty Abba Yahuwah has done for you." And now she changes. She she's no longer now being a prostitute. I agree when it starts, it says she was a whore. But for the fact that she now is aware of what is happening, it's like the good news are being preached unto her. And she starts to receive them. And now, whatever the deeds that she starts to do, she now becomes very conscious of saying, I'm not returning to the past Rahab, but now I am becoming a new creation. And now, hence her name is Rahab, because Rahab would mean grace, compassion, because she and her household, they were saved when Jericho's wall were to fall. There was that umbilical cord, or that cord that serves spiritually as an umbilical cord that links her or her house with now HaMashiach. Hence, she found redemption. Hence, she found favor, because now she was no longer dead, right? Because now she has accepted the word, or she would have accepted Yahusha in our case. So that becomes the difference, to say now the rifting of us, it is what now, when we rift from the word, it is that which now declares us dead, because now we start to pollute our mindset with dilotsalefatshe. And now as we start to fill in this container, dilotsalefatshe, our actions will also show dilotsalefatshe, basically. So Ephesians 2:1 says, he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. So the verse would highlight the transformation from being dead in sin and to be made alive through Yahusha. And the emphasis also is upon believers who were once dead, but now they have found the redemption, and now it means then we are alive, because we would have found the grace of Abba. Shalom.
Tuda Mayach, Tuda, and of course, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this, the very issue of being dead in sin. What it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndezi from Johannesburg, and UJ, and of course also in Cape Town. I'm hanging out also with Barukia. We trust that you are enjoying the show so far. You can send us WhatsApps, or even give us a shout, or send voice notes on the WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And on the line, when you want to talk to us directly on the show, it is 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Yes, you can do that just as much. All right. I see a message from Wayne. I see a message from Rina. All right, let me see, man. I see messages also. Okay, other people do not have names. They are anonymous. But I want to read messages that talk about the topic. you know, messages that talk about the topic. I don't want someone to send a video which takes us away from something that we are talking about. I want someone to talk about the topic. 012-334-1322. We trust the Father is doing you well. Babongani.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray, and your guest at the studio and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, dying in sin. Ukufela esonweni. Umuntu ke ofela ke esonweni yiloyo ofake enganabudlelwane nenkosi uKristu Jesu. To die in your sins means to carry your sins into death with you. Your sins are attached to you. This will be more tragic, more awful, to be separated from God, understanding darkened, alienated from the life of God, ignorance and the blindness of heart, to be ungodly. The one who does not accept Christ die in sin. He is controlled by sin nature. Dying in sin is a spiritual death. Those who have not repented and surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ are dead in sin. They also don't have the Spirit of God within them. John chapter 8, verse 24. Therefore, I say it to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Verse 21. Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. We can also read that in John chapter 7, verse 34. Hosea chapter 5, verse 6. Sin is any thought, word, action, omission, or desire contrary to the law of God. Sin is taken both for the guilt and punishment of sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank you. May the good God bless you in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babongane. Sabona Putwami.
Hey, Sabona, my brother, Brother Ray, Nabulisa, Nakameli, Salam, Jesus Christ, you.
Amen.
Nabulisa, Nabu Prosper, Desi, Nomfo, to Baruki.
How's it go?
Amen.
Topic being dead in sin, Brother Ray. Sin is what dies inside us while we are still alive. See, Banda, we must not model perfection because you cannot be perfect, Brother Ray. Let us only model growth,
Brother
Ray. Yeah.
Yeah.
In getting things, I think those sizes who are sitting in one of the band. Think of what I think is, so I'm over talking on the Brother Ray.
Yeah.
That thing is almost a grace. In getting sin, number one, inward spiritual death, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Number two, physical death of our body. Logo who saw is increasing our day too. Every kitchimelo will go on, Brother Ray. Masila can say that the Obum Yama. It's a storm is the Kali Zokan, Brother Ray. Romans 13, verse 13 says, as he had the old family, then a family, obviously abandoned a book of Canada.
Yeah.
Ungadi of means and no good dawa. Ungadi of Fer and Amaniala. Ungadi of Utabana, Nomhau, Rari. asicabanga ukuthi sizolungiswa isonto or i-religion yethu. Hayi, lokho mhlambe nemisebenzi yethu esithi ilungile. Konke lokho kuyizenzo, brother. Kepha uJesu kuphela ongasisiza to lead a life of righteousness and victory over sin. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise, brother Ray. God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father bless you and thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much, Putwam.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. God be the glory.
All the time, all the time. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, let me come back to you, Professor. And when we talk of the very notion of being dead in sin, I'm looking at Luke chapter 15, verse 32. It says, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And this is the father referring to the prodigal son, talking about the prodigal son to his brother. And says, because he wandered off, he was dead. Being dead in sin still implies that. What say you? Wandering off, wandering away, backsliding.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you very much again, my brother. You're bringing a notion of someone who was there before and then got backslidden and then come back again. So in other words, we are getting an understanding. When we are in God, we are expected to stay there and live by the ordinances of the Most High. But if we are going to wander and fall off, we are regarded as people who are dead. So the story of the prodigal son is a beautiful one, where a person takes what he has from the father, every good thing that he had from the father, and chooses to go out and waste it outside. So in other words, a life that is lived outside of the father is a life that is regarded as a life that we can say that person is dead, because life is in the father. Life is in where the father is. So the prodigal son was dead outside of the presence of the father. But when he comes back, we regain that life, we regain that resurrection that is only found in the father. And hence we find the scripture that you just quoted. It says, it was right that you should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead. Why was he regarded as dead? That's because he was outside of the boundaries of the father. He was in the he was in the presence of the enemy, but absent from the presence of the father, and hence was regarded as dead. But now when we come back to God, we become alive again. So in other words, this is a life that is lived outside of the father when people are regarded as dead. When people do not have a relationship with the father and choose a life of sinning, a life of staying in the boundaries of the enemy, those people are dead in sin. This is a life that speaks about the loss of a soul, the loss of a person of God. But this person can be found back when he comes to God. And I'm also reminded of a scripture in the book of Psalm 26, which speaks about a gathering of our souls with the sinners. Verse 9 says, do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with blasphemous men, in whose hand is a sinister scheme and whose right hand is full of bribes. So in other words, when our lives are connected with the wrong company, we end up being corrupted by that company. And whatever that company speaks to our lives, we become that kind of a people. So when our souls are gathered with sinners, when our souls are associated with sinners, we get influenced by those people, and our lives also speak like that. So when you are a child of God, we are being taught here, for us to be alive, we need to also check our company. We need to check what we do, with whom are we doing. Are our hands clean enough? Because if our hands are full of sinister schemes, if our hands are full of blood and we are doing things that are not godly, we become dead. We are no longer living according to the will of God, because we allowed the influences of the world, the influences of our friends, to come and tamper with the presence of God in us, with the faith that we have. Even in book of Romans 6, verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness to God. So the life of unrighteousness depicts of a life that is dead, a life where the body is given to sin, where your body and the members of your body are doing things that are not in the word of God. So every unrighteous living takes us to death. Every life that we live where we surrender our bodies, our emotions, all that God has given unto us to sin, we live our life in death. And God does not want us to present any part of our body to sin, because that does not speak of a life in Him. So in other words, the walk that we walk outside of God will be seen by the fruit that we will bear. So if I'm going to start doing things that are done by the world, being influenced mostly by the world, I am no longer in the life of God. I am no longer in God. I am dead. And God cannot be glorified through my life. So in other words, the new man that I have received through Yahushua HaMashiach is no longer alive in me. I go back to my old ways. So it's a life that we keep, which is a life that we weren't supposed to be moved away from. So we now adopt the old life by the lifestyles that we live when we become dead again in sin. You spoke about backsliding here. So in other words, when we backslide, we readopt the life of the old. We readopt our old lifestyle, which is what now we need to guard against, which is the life that is outside of the life of God, and we are dead. And when we speak of the new man, a new man is the one who has adopted the life of the Spirit, and he lives the life being governed by the spiritual laws. Ephesians 4 speaks about the new man. It says here in the verse 17, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over the lewdness to walk in all uncleanliness with greediness." So these are all things that are taking us back to the old life. These are things that take us away from God, and we become dead from God because we are no longer walking in the light. So if we are going to walk in the futility of our mind, listening to what our minds want, listening to what our bodies want, we are going to be alienated from the life of God, and we become dead. We are no longer alive in Him. This is what God wants us to do, and to understand that if we are in Him, our lives must be in the light. Yes. If we are in Him, mm-hmm. we will be governed by the spiritual laws, not alienated from the life or the commonwealth of God. So we need to know that death comes through the disconnection, comes through alienation from the commonwealth mm-hmm. of light, which is the spiritual life that we all supposed to live, which is the life that qualifies us to call ourselves the children of the Most High. And we can say, Abba, Father, by the Spirit who governs us, which is the Spirit of the Most High, if we are alive in Him.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.